It's time to stop the property search and crack the deal. I'm Luke Moroney.
And I'm Mark Navin. And we're the team from Search Party Property.
We see a lot of people get education, attend seminars, and never buy an investment property. We would like to help you on how to invest in property like the pros and stop the search and crack the deal.
The podcast is for information purposes only. Make sure you seek your own independent advice from your solicitor, accountant, or financial planner. Hey guys, Mark here from Search Party Property. So, talking about renovation properties. So, I did a Facebook live video with Luke Moroney, the second part of Search Party Property, of course, today on Facebook there, and we're talking about renovation properties because the last couple of days I've been to a few that have needed a fair bit of renovation there, and just wanted to just share my thoughts on how I look at those properties and maybe how you can best negotiate those properties. So I guess when I go to those properties, what I'm looking at is I'm sort of trying to come up with what strategy we're going to use in terms of the renovation. Are we going to renovate it and hold on to the property, or are we going to renovate it and then potentially flip it? And I guess it comes back to how well we buy it. Everything always comes back to how well we buy it, of course. But you know, as I'm walking through the property or these last couple of properties that I was looking at, I'm just doing some rough calculations in my head and estimating how much I think the renovation is going to cost. So one particular property was actually totally gutted. It didn't even have it was a high set home, so it didn't even have steps on the front or the back. I had to climb up into it, and when I got it inside, it had no kitchen, no bathroom, no gyprock on any of the walls, not even the outer walls. It just, you could actually see the cladding, the outside cladding internally. So there was nothing there. We needed electrical work. Need the yards tidied up. There's a whole bunch of money to spend on it anyway, so I'm just going through doing the sums in my head, and the property that I saw today was not quite a deceased estate. One of the partners had passed away, but then the other one has gone to a home. And look, they as I was going through the property, I was thinking, well, it's probably going to cost at least at a minimum 60 grand to renovate this property. So you need it flooring or carpet, paint, it needed a new bathroom, it had some termite damage. The kitchen, if I guess you're going to the extent of replacing everything else, you'd probably replace the kitchen, but the kitchen probably wasn't too bad and functional. But it, like I said, if you're going to the extent of spending that sort of money, you'd probably just do the kitchen as well. And so anyway, so I'm thinking it needs 60 grand spent on it. But the first thing I ask the agent when I walk into the property, or one of the things I ask after I've walked all the way through the property, is I go, what do you reckon it would be worth once it's all renovated? So it's all looking pretty good, just ballpark figures. So this particular property, the agent and I sort of came up with about 280, possibly 300, but if we work on the 280 scenario, I work backwards from there. So I go 280, take away the 60 grand at a minimum that we're gonna spend. So it takes it down to 220. And of course you're not gonna buy a property for 220 just to spend 60 grand on it and it only be worth that, because you're using 60 grand out of your cash savings. So you don't wanna be using that cash and not getting anything for it. So even to buy it at 200 on the dot, well, if you spend 60 grand on it, it takes up to 260, maybe it's only worth 280, and you're only making 20 grand on that. So look, I guess long story short, we want to be buying it substantially under that sort of 200 mark. I actually put in a cash offer today on it at 140,000, and the 140,000, I guess, you know, spend 60 on it, takes it up to 200, then we've potentially got 80 grand profit left over in it there. So look, cash always does talk. I guess if you're in a position to offer cash, and what that means is you can 100% without fail get the money. whether you've got the actual cash sitting in the bank or you've got a 100% ironclad guarantee you can get the money is the only way you'd put in a cash offer. And then, of course, not put in a building and pest clause into the property. Now, when you're putting in the offer, but I'd only recommend that if you know what you're looking at and you've personally viewed the property and maybe you're a builder or you've got the building and pest report done before that. I certainly wouldn't recommend to anyone to do that. Any of our clients, I'd always recommend for them to get a building and pest report done each and every time, because I certainly am not a building and pest inspector. I've been around a lot of properties and can find my way around and see the obvious sort of things, but always, always, always get a building and pest done unless you go to the property and you know what you're looking at. So I guess that leads me to the next part of what I was talking about, which is how do you negotiate renovation property? And people might think that it's just the same as any other property, I guess. But I sort of treat it a little bit differently, and it's sort of a little bit of what I've said before is I just run through with the agent my thought process there, and to say, well, look, if it's worth this after the renovation, and I've got to spend this amount on it, I'm going to want to get something for that in return, and so, you know, that leads me to X, Y, and Z figure. So that's sort of the process, and if you really just sort of talk the agent through that process, because I mean the agent at this particular property was actually saying that the owners want $250 for it, and if it's only worth $280, maybe $300 after the renovation, it just doesn't even make sense. It's just not even doable. Obviously, if you're buying the property to renovate and flip, there's a couple of extra costs that you need to contend with as well. So you're going to need a bigger profit margin. You're going to need to pay legal fees, stamp duty, agents, commissions as well. So and also capital gains tax. So you're going to need to allow for a number of other expenses. So you're going to need that bigger profit margin, where if you're renovating it to hold the property and add value to it, so you can possibly extract some of the equity, where you don't need to allow for those extra expenses and therefore possibly don't need as big a profit margin to make it work. So it depends on what your strategy or your end strategy is there. Obviously, always go for the biggest profit margin you can get and go and allow those buffers in case there's some unforeseen sort of things that turn up when you're doing the renovation as well. So look, I think that sort of is pretty much all I wanted to talk about with renovation tonight, at least. And hopefully that sort of helped you guys understand the process that I sort of go through when looking at properties. Actually, there probably was a couple of other things I wanted to talk about, which was just at the moment as well. I think when you're looking at a renovation property, you've got to consider that because you are using your own cash money to do the renovation, so it's not financed money, it's not the bank's money, it's your own money that you've saved and got sitting in the bank account. You've got to maybe weigh up whether a renovation is going to be the best option or best strategy for you, because I guess if you've got the money to put down for the deposit to buy the property in the first place, you could potentially use that money that you're going to use for the renovation to buy a second property as well. So do you buy two properties that don't need as big a renovation or any renovation at all that are just ready to go? Is that the better way to go and save your cash money to buy another property? It's a different sort of strategy, but it's something to think about, I guess. And I guess the reason why I'm starting to see more renovation properties popping up at the moment is because people are mindful of their cash at the moment. They know it's difficult to get finance, so they're using the cash that they've got to buy extra properties at the moment. And I guess there's less buyers out there who have the money and can get finance, for that matter, to buy these renovation properties. Especially if they're in the condition of the first one that I was mentioned that didn't have anything in there, was totally stripped out and gutted, because a valuer will come along and if you're trying to get finance on a property like that and deem it uninhabitable, which in that case it was truly uninhabitable, where it had nothing in it at all in there, and no stairs. And then that can also just apply if there's no kitchen in the property, but everything else is there, the property can still be deemed uninhabitable, or maybe there's no bathroom. And surprisingly enough, sometimes properties that are filthy and disgusting, but still, I guess, functionally okay, can be still deemed habitable. It depends on what extent, but might just need a bit of a clean up, I guess, more than anything. But anyway, look, that's my sort of thoughts on renovations and the renovations for properties that I've been seeing pop up over the last couple of days. And I just wanted to share with you those thoughts. And I guess if there's any questions, give us a call, send us a message. Happy to help. All right, guys. Catch you guys in the next podcast. See ya. Bye.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.